You're listening to The Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, gang. Welcome to The Bob Dean Show. Yay. Running a couple of minutes behind today, as usual, which is my fault. Sam and Webb, thank you very much. Let's see. Webb Sanderson's joining us today from Three Sisters Farm in Mayflower, Arkansas. I apologize to the citizens of Mayflower because, well, I'll say this one. Why don't you have Webb join us right now? Webb!
Hey, how are you, Bob?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Now, I have to ask real quick because, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I'm a schlub when it comes to technology. I have not live streamed this. Is it too late to do that? Is there with a yes or a no from, because I don't have my side thing here either.
There's a button here that says stream this to your audience.
Right. I know that part. Can I do that now in the middle of my cookies this thing?
Too late.
Not too late. Crap. Well, Webb, you're going to have to come on again when we can live stream it. I mean, we're going to continue with this one. And this is the part that I just don't like, ladies and gentlemen. I can't, it's not at any rate. Well, and listen, what the deal is I have a very dear friend who is from Marigold, Mississippi. And with the, I always think of Marigold, Mississippi for some reason.
Well, so it's an M twice.
Yeah, well, there's an M in there somewhere. And it's a southern state.
It is a southern state.
Yeah. So what's been going on? How's I'm sorry about your puppy's passing.
Pepper was Kelly's dog. Kelly, before her dad passed away, they had bought Pepper together. And he's a schnauzer doodle, was. And he had a great life. And he never lost the puppy in him. You know how some dogs are like that? He was always a puppy, always ready to play. And
on the farm, too, with all that space and everything.
He wasn't out here on the farm. He lives at Kelly's mom's house, Sybil's house.
Right.
So there's a hole in that house now. But there's two other pets there. There's Sadie, which is a Yorkshire Terrier. That's Kayla's dog. And there's also Nova, Sybil's cat. So Pepper will be missed, but he was about to start suffering pretty bad. So,
you know, that's an important thing for people, you know, new pet owners. I have this with, because, you know, I foster mostly cats, and I've had everything, or my family included, from teacup poodles to Doberman Pinschers. I love dogs, But cats, when I worked at this, I ran this club on South Beach, 5 o'clock in the morning, walk into my car exhausted, and I hear this meow, meow, meow. And I thought we had this mascot, we'll call him Seymour. He was a huge tuxedo cat. He probably weighed 35 pounds. He's an alley cat. He was black and white. He was huge. And they were building a new club. Now, to the Twist, if any of my Miami friends who were listening, Twist was under construction. And I thought he had gotten stuck behind some drywall. And so I was like, oh, and I'm probably smoking a cigarette. And I was like, here, Kit. And before I could even finish the word T, this like 18-pound black cat jumped into my arms. I was like, whoa. And he scared the sober into me. And but he was all purring and everything. And he, you know, had obviously jumped from somebody's terrace. He was clean. He was new. That's how I got into cats, because back then there was no internet. I couldn't find the owner. Took him home. And that big black cat was as loyal, faithful, loving, and playful as any dog I've ever owned. Yeah. You know, I found that in black male cats. But my point being is that people are, they sometimes want to, when their animal starts to suffer, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. It's a tough call, you know, and that's up for you to make.
It's one that's an individual call for each family, you know, depending on the pet.
Precisely.
You know, so in our case, Pepper was 10 years old, I guess. I think he's 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And he'd been fighting this thing for a while. He's been in the doctor about 4 or 5 times for it. And we just finally made the decision. And Now we're on the farm. Kelly doesn't get to spend as much time with Pepper as she'd like to anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now, you know, I have here at the farm, this is our pet. This is Neo.
That's oh, yay.
Yeah, that's my cat, Neo. And Neo is formerly feral. When I lived in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I was the resident caretaker of the Mabry Hazen house there.
Right.
Underneath the guest house was this cat had kittens, and she was totally feral. And I started feeding her because I saw she was scrawny, because she was only a kitten herself. And she attached to me. Well, I watched this cat take a squirrel all the way across 6 acres and go feed it to her kittens.
They are tough.
It was amazing. So I finally coaxed her inside, and now she's my cat. She's traveled all over the country with me. This cat's been backstage at Full Throttle Saloon in Sturgis during the bike rally for the entire weekend, for the whole bike week. It was amazing. But now she's out here. She's a ranch kitty.
Now, because this is important, you know, as far as feral cats go, before I forget, we need to look back on Instagram reels. I'm so, you know.
You're going to talk about the grant?
You know, the reels, you know. Okay, well, there's this one that's obviously taken from an interior, you know, safety camera or whatever. But this woman has this really artistic room in her home with all these curio shelves and everything, and she brings this feral cat in and just puts it down like, oh, yeah. Well, that thing freaks out and it's running and it's pulling over all the shelves, and the woman's going like, please stop.
Destroyed it all.
It really did. I mean, it was really kind of bittersweet, you know. But well,
feral cats are definitely they don't need to be around any other animals or any other humans. This one's imprinted on me, and that's basically all she wants to know is where I'm at and when she's going to get fed.
Right. Well, that's the thing, you know, my Christmas Eve soiree, it's a happy birthday baby Jesus cocktail soiree.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the momentum has slowed down since COVID, and people are getting older too, but it's still it's a great party. It's an open house, and it's a benefit for fostering association. And for example, like
Don't they bring a bunch of food?
There's a list. Well, I used to work directly with the West Los Angeles Animal Shelter on Pico, and I still do. But since they get so many donations at Christmas time, we started to split it up to little agents, you know, the little guys.
Yeah.
That bring in the feral cats and things like that, you know, and they'll go and round up a whole group of the feral cats and, you know, domesticate them, but they all get spayed or neutered. All their shots and everything. And sometimes they'll bring the cats to me that when they're too little to have that work done.
Right.
Usually I get the older ones, but what I'm saying is these people that run the agency, you know, in the second tier or whatever I call it, they're the guys who are the stars that deal with the feral animals and stuff.
I bet at 3 o'clock in the morning during the baby Jesus soiree, I bet you might be the star.
Let me tell you what, dude. Pre-COVID, the cops, I used to do it 6 p.m. until, and every Christmas morning at 2 a.m., the cops were knocking on the door.
Right.
And because, you know, we live in the concrete jungle.
Yes.
In the condo. My apartment's in the back, but the way that the driveway is, you know, there used to be a house next door with all these gorgeous trees. You can hear, if I have my window open, they can hear me way up on Stoner Avenue.
Right.
Because of just the way it echoes. So, yep, the cops would be knocking on the door. The neighbors would be yelling, it's Christmas morning. We have kids. Shut the beep, beep up. And my friend Nikki's like, you have children and you have a mouth like that? And I'm like, shut up.
But it's a benefit for pets.
Yes, it is. Exactly. And what it is to answer your question, usually there's a list made, and it's cat food, dog food, treats, toys, whatever, gift cards, cash money. You know,
you never know. One of these days, Kelly and I are just going to show up at the door.
God, you guys are welcome here anytime.
We're going to bring that chick Haktua with us. She's got the big pet rescue thing. We'll bring her with us.
You know, what's your name?
Haley Welch. That's her name.
Haley Welch. You need to talk to Melanie Shelnut. the girl that's close to you, she's talking about her vet that they go to, and he's somebody that the press has done articles about and things like that, because he is something like, if you don't show up for an appointment, he comes to you or something. You know, he's got a lot of press. Is there something about his demeanor,
right,
that's really sassy? But he's somewhere, like, he's in Little Rock.
It sounds like somebody I know. It sounds like somebody that lives down the road from us here.
I am looking right now because I will call her up. We can do that live on the Bob Beach Show.
It's Randy Ashley.
I think that's it.
If it's Randy Ashley, I know Randy Ashley.
Let's see if she picks up. I hope she does. Have you seen her farm yet? She hadn't been down to see you yet, has she?
I have not been there yet, but I plan on seeing her as soon as I can. I'd like her to come visit here too.
Y'all need to get, you know, it's not, you're close. The one time she's not answering the phone, we'll leave her a message. So,
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 5-0.
Y'all cut that part out of your thing. You know, you can just eliminate that, you know. At the tone.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Mel the Shell, it's me, Bob Dean. You're on the Bob Dean Show. And
hello, Mr.
Jeff Webb. So you are, you know, I screwed up and we're not streaming live. But anyway, Webb and I are discussing, what's the guy's name?
Randy Ashley. Is that the veterinarian?
Is Randy Ashley the veterinarian that you and your sister are talking about that's such a gas? And I contacted his office, but they never got back to me. Anyway, I love you. Let us know. Bye. I think that's it. And I did call his office, and it was cute because I thought he'd be a great guest. And the girl was like, who is this now? Candy corn, anyone? She's like, who is this now? And I'm like, it's Bob Dean, you know. And then I said, blah, blah, blah. And I never did hear back. So we'll have to make a second attempt. It would be cool that we could do, you know, the three of us on there, or the four of us, if I'm sure Sam can squeeze us in somewhere. But my cats, I've had the unfortunate situation to her like 8 times now. I've been there when it's time to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what, it's like a light switch.
Never easy, is it?
It's never easy, but at the same time, I wish I had the option. I wish certain family and friends have had that option when things have gotten so bad with illness, you know?
Right.
Because I believe they're going straight up to heaven, just like the, you know.
Just like us.
Just like us. You know, my mom, you remember my mom, when she was a piece of work and she had that, you know, before, you know, before she hurt her back, you met her after her back injury. And that's why she spent so much time in the house and everything. She was just miserable. And when she passed away quietly at home, of course, my heart was broken. But at the same time, I was relieved because as soon as that soul left that vessel, man, Stella was free. And Jennifer Diamond, who was our psychic, a good friend and psychic, who's been on the Bob Dean Show several times. She's, you know, she gives me a clue in that mom's with me all the time. She's doing great.
Hang on one second. I got somebody knocking on the door.
Oh, yay. Who could it be? Is this Chef Webb's Playhouse? Come on along. There'll be no more napping.
Hey, now this is great. When you live in the country, somebody just brings you by some deer meat.
Damn.
Yeah. That's a nice deer roast right there.
It sure is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you should have brought you invited your neighbor to come on in.
I did, but he didn't. He's shy. He didn't want to be on camera.
Well, tell him. That's
a guy named Lucky, and he owns 400 acres back behind us here.
Didn't you mention him on the last show? Tell us about a little bit about Lucky. 400 acres. Wow.
I don't know much about Lucky. I just know he owns a lot of property back there. And I ran into him the other day. And he was going deer hunting. And he asked me if I wanted some deer meat. And he just brought it by.
What a swell guy.
Yeah.
You know, venison is
he has a lot of relatives here. There's a lot of Harolds around him. They're all great people. They're all good friends.
Well, that your area goes back. That's what I was saying. I sincerely apologize to this. This is a Mayflower.
No worries.
What about Mayflower? Do you know anything about like how when it was settled? Now that's where Sybil and her. You saw on my Facebook thing. I apologize to Sybil and her sisters too.
So. Right, I did see that. Sybil and her sisters are from down south of Little Rock, Bradley County, which mm-hmm. is Warren, Arkansas. But here in Mayflower, we're up in Faulkner County, and I'm not sure how it was settled. I know that it is a unique place in that we have three major thoroughfares that are right next to one another. And that I think we talked about this before in the last show, where the river, the Arkansas River, and then there's Arkansas State Highway 365, and the railroad tracks run right between them. So it's three major arteries, and supposedly it's the only place in the country where all three are right next to each other. That's so that's kind of a moniker for the town, and that's why they made it their logo for the Chamber of Commerce. So it's kind of cool. That's so.
Well, what's the logo? What is there's a statement like it's volunteer state for Tennessee or anything?
No. Well, that's Arkansas. We're talking about Mayflower, the town. I can find the logo I'm talking about.
Because that is neat that the three.
There's the three different.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the three different major thoroughfares. You've got the river, the railroad, and then the highway.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And at one point, Bob, you'll be interested to know that there's a little area called Palarm. And it's right there at Palarm, which is also in Mayflower. Right before you get to Palarm is a spot you can find that very image. It's right that close. On the highway, you can look right across the railroad tracks and see water.
That's pretty cool.
It is. And then if you keep going just about a second or two, you'll see a liquor store, a bar, and another liquor store. So those are two good things about Mayflower right there.
Mayflower.
Those who like to enjoy.
Are there any good old
16 years? So
now, is there still an active downtown area?
Little Rock is. It used to have a really good nightlife. That's declined somewhat. Prior to COVID, it had declined due to crime, but it used to be hopping all the time. It's kind of dead downtown right now. They're trying some new things, though.
Mayflower, we're talking about.
Oh, Mayflower, there's not really a downtown here in Mayflower. There's only a population of 2,200,
maybe
a little bit more than that. Our closest little town is Conway. And it has a charming downtown. It really does. It's a kind of a historic building. They've got probably an architectural board and all of that. They're doing some cool things in Conway.
That's years ago, the Snelling boys, I don't think you knew them, but when I worked at the Sailmaker and Spats, that started my illustrious restaurant career.
Right.
Look at me now. Plastic mannequin, you know, things like that. My house is an eclectic art gallery. But at any rate, the Snelling boys were all three from Conway, and they moved up to Nashville. Now, Conway isn't too far. I mean, you're not too far off of Interstate 40 then, right?
No, not at all. We're just off the interstate.
Now, the reason I asked is, I was thinking about, you know, remember grew up in Bellevue. Do you remember the little area where the Bellevue Market was and the railroad tracks?
Yes.
Now, you were there when that one-lane bridge was still there, right?
I was.
Remember how cool that was? You know, every time I see – when I saw the movie Fried Green Tomatoes, that's a chick flick, but I don't care. That's a great movie.
That's a good movie.
That was what Bellevue was when you think about it. It was exactly what Bellevue was. There was the remnants of where the train platform used to be. The Bellevue Market and a couple. There was right there in that little cluster. There's a couple of old cemeteries too from the original settlers. One being in River Plantation in the middle there. Yeah. But it that was really what made me think about how, you know, things grow. You know, because there's some original event like where we went to junior high, Bellevue Junior High, which of now of course is torn down, but that old building was like scary as hell, but it was
a beautiful. I haven't been back. It's been a long time since I've been back. I'm wearing a shirt that's a Nashville, Tennessee shirt.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, that's Yazoo Brewery, my friends there. Back when my friend Neil McCormick used to work there, I used to get shirts from them from time to time.
I haven't been back since before the flood, and I keep saying, you know, God, if one more person in Beverly Hills, because I work in Beverly Hills, and so I, you know, Beverly Hills is not, it's there's a lot of money and it's pretty, but it's not like on, you know, in the movies, you know, well, it's pretty close. There's a lot of plastic surgery. Oh, as a matter of fact, I met the doctor from Nip Tuck.
Did you?
I didn't know that Nip Tuck. Right across the street where I work at the Mosaic Hotel, 125 South Spalding, Beverly Hills, 90211. Like one street out of 210 or whatever it is. There's this a modern 5-story building, and it's all it's full of plastic surgeons and dermatologists and things like that. So a lot of them come over to the hotel, you know, their staff for a drink and wine. And these two lovely women, no names mentioned until I find out if it's okay, because I want them to come on the show sometime.
Right.
They're like, they run his stuff and his anesthesiologist and all. But I didn't know that. So at any rate, he was staying in the hotel, and I met him in the lounge and blah, blah, blah. It's either here or there. But people just love that show. Ever since the show The Soup went off the air, remember that?
Yeah.
That was the only connection that I had with any kind of, you know, reality TV, that sort of thing. But anyway, I had a point to this. We're talking about Bellevue. Well, I lost it. Jump in here, Webb.
Well, hey, we were talking about Bellevue and how things have changed.
Oh yeah, me going home. It's like if I hear one more person in Beverly Hills go, "Oh my God, we just came back from Nashville. It is so cool. We had so much fun. We're moving there." God is my witness.
Oh, I know. There's a lot of people moved to Nashville, Tennessee. There's a lot of people moving out of California. Period. Well,
listen, that's why, honestly, the main reason why I decided to come here was because everybody from here was moving there, and I saw the same thing happen on South Beach, and it's what happened to Austin, Portland, Seattle, and I just said, nah, I don't want to see it, and I want to hold those memories. You know, when Keith Garson sent me a picture of the Gold Rush, and it was just the front, you know, the wall, and I was like, I don't think my heart can take it, but I'm glad people are enjoying it, and you know, Lower Broadway is just where everybody throws up.
Times change and things change.
Exactly. So let it change. I want to stay behind. But
I'm furthering my restaurant career again. I've got a food trailer on the way.
Oh man. That's awesome.
But it's gonna be, I don't do anything, Bob, as you know, I don't do anything like anybody else, right?
Never have.
So instead of just parking my trailer somewhere and relying on people to come there and buy from me and eat my food, I've got a following in Maumelle, Arkansas. So I'm going to park it here after I get it certified with the health department and all. And I'll park it here at the farm, and this will provide me with an indoor kitchen where I can smoke foods. And I can use my smoker and smoke all kinds of different meats, whole chickens, pork tenderloins, slabs of salmon,
venison.
And I can deliver that. And that's all I'll be doing. I'll just be delivering this to the little town that we moved from. And that's Maumelle, or in Mayflower, the customers of mine, you know, friends that want, you know, to buy from me, then we'll deliver to Mayflower too. It might even open up Conway. But we'll be doing that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, or I will. And that'll be Monday and Tuesday. I've got two clients. I go to their house and I cook it at their house. So
your mom and dad are so damn proud of you.
Eventually, what I'd like to do is build a full kitchen here, so I can do everything instead of just smoked meats. But we'll start little. We'll get us the little trailer going. And I've got... Hopefully, some friends coming to run some water line and electric line to the area where it'll be parked. And I'll probably build an outdoor kitchen over there eventually. And
that's great.
Might be able to do it all right there. Well, I'll put a picnic table and there's a reserve spot for you, Bob, anytime you want it.
You know, I was just thinking, honest to goodness, I hadn't been out of, you know, I love Los Angeles. I do. I haven't been out of this town in quite a while. And it would really be cool. We talked about it, but to come and see you and Kelly, and then of course, because we didn't make it up for the festival,
right?
We had, you know, health issues and some things get in the way. But I really want to come up and just spend a couple of days just hanging out. You know,
that'd be great.
You know, and
when the weather is good, and we can, we'll make. We've got some cool things we can. I've got there's an app called Outdoorsy. You should look at it. It's where you can rent somebody's camper. And a lot of times these people will bring it and park it and set it up for you. So it's waiting for you. So we've got a bunch of different places here on site. So we can do a party whenever you do come, and we'll make sure and have campers assigned for different people to where we've got places for people to stay. And
throw these some campers, airstreams out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Whatever you want, you can get as high dollar and as luxury as you want. My son did it during the eclipse and he had somebody bring it out and set it up for him. And it doesn't cost as much as you might think.
When I was moving out here 21 years ago, I thought about buying a trailer because I think let people say what they want. I mean, you know, I think they're cool as shit, and it's certainly going to withstand an earthquake, you know. But when I moved to this area of Santa Monica where I am, it's like outer Santa Monica. You can walk to where OJ killed Nicole from my apartment, but they're tearing them down now, but these trailer parks would have been there since the 30s.
Right.
And because you can tell by the ones that are stationary and built in, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that would be totally friggin' cool. To just get what, you know, that thing and back it in there. And, you know, I could live in that. It'd be bigger than this apartment. But I think they're cool as hell.
And, yeah, well, this trailer is going to be, it's only 7 feet wide by 14 feet long. And it's coming built with a triple sink in the front of it with a hand sink combination. So that also has hot water, has the tanks for all that. And the hookups for it where I can just hook a water hose up to the trailer. And it's got all the electrical will be done, lighting will be done. And then when it gets here, I'll do the floors and the walls myself. And I'll have countertops on either side with warmers underneath one side and refrigeration on the other. So,
Can you give us when it arrives, can you give us a photo play by play?
Yeah, I can do that. And I can also, I can show you what the trailer will look like. It'd
be nice to see how you built, you know, rebuilding.
This is the one I'm getting.
Oh, cool.
But mine will be orange. Closer. It's got a side door on one side and two little windows on the other side. Mine will be orange, just like my name is on the screen, because that's Tennessee orange. And it's also colors of Ninja Chef. That's my business colors.
It's going to be Ninja Chef on the sides here?
Ninja Chef Delivery. Or Ninja Grill Delivery. I'm not sure what yet, but it's going to be a flying chicken. I have to do it. A flying chicken.
Cooked chicken. That's going to be great. I just had a flashback to like 1976, because when we had hair,
yeah,
Webb Sanderson had the thickest natural blonde hair that you ever saw, and mine was chestnut brown, wavy. You know, and we were always, your mother's like, cut that hair, you know. Yeah. But Webb, you always used to do this. You always had so much energy. You were like kind of like a Michael J. Fox-esque guy with that energy and thought.
I was Michael J. Fox.
You wore that split head, zipper head haircut that was so popular and looked good on guys. And but you were always doing this. You know what I think we ought to do is do. And I'd be like, damn, slow down. And you have lost that
I haven't really slowed down much.
That's friggin' awesome. I cannot wait to come and visit. Well, now springtime, do you have a fire pit?
I do.
There you go.
Several. Have several.
Oh my god, those are the best.
Yeah, it's
lost in those things, you know.
Well, it's a good time to do it right now, this time of year too.
The cult, yeah, you know, back in Nashville, I had a really close friend, and we don't see each other much anymore. You speak much anymore, but this person had he lived over on the river, the Cumberland. Mm-hmm. He had this house, yeah. And you know, you went down. Anyway, but we had these through these great kick-ass bonfires, you know, and it was just, there'd be so many people just hanging out, and it's that. Now that's how to party. That's how to party.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll do that, man. You just got to get out here. We got to get Shelnut. Got to get her.
She's such a, my God, I miss her. So yeah,
I'll reach out to her and I'll try to get with her soon.
Well, I need to get, yeah, please try to convince her to come on the show too. She's so beautiful, but man, she was, you know, we were all beautiful, but man, she's still gorgeous.
But I can tell with the pictures.
But the young gorgeous, that girl, oh my God, she was just a head turner and didn't even try. I mean, she was
pretty, but she's not as pretty as my wife.
Oh, hell no. And we talked about how Kelly, that laugh, how she used to, we were talking about Bellevue, where we grew up. It was, you know, your family either had a teeny bit of money or you were redneck as hell. Okay. And we used to pile like 9 people in my mother's old Bonneville and drive around. And Kelly, Kelly and Ginger Nestor had their heads hanging out the window. It's like 2 degrees. And yeah. Just laugh and scream. And it was like this, it was great. People would just be like, wow, we'd be laughing. One night we were sitting in that car and we just
Hey, here's my Christmas trees up here on the, I don't know if you can see it or not. There you go.
My house is beautiful. They're on top. I don't see it.
Way up there. See,
now, here. I don't see it.
Right. There's one.
So you've got a variety of.
Then there's one there.
Oh, neat.
Another one right there.
Beautiful. What's that plant behind you right there? Wandering Jew?
That is the one that's hanging down with the big leaves. That's the sweet potato. All these are going to the greenhouse when I get it disinfected. The green plant back there, that's an annual, some kind of a plant that these two are annuals that a neighbor gave to us during our wedding. I've got them kicking butt, so I brought them inside. I'm going to keep them going in the greenhouse. But I have to disinfect the greenhouse so that there's no powdery mildew or anything like that. There you go.
Now, check this out. I think that's the most wonderful gift. This was Stella's, my mother's.
Okay.
This is clippings from this. What is this, a rhododendron, I think?
No, that's not a rhododendron. It's some kind of ivy, though.
Well, I mean, they're everywhere. They're the kind that, you know, you see them in offices.
Rhododendron or something.
Well, she had one in the kitchen when you came through that sliding door off the patio.
Right.
That hung on that wall for as long as I can remember from childhood. Yeah. So this is the one, because mom had such a green thumb. And I brought this plant with me, the original. So this is the remnants of, God, it's got to be 70 plus, you know. And I clip it and I root it. And when the root, I stick them in small pots and I give them as housewarming gifts and things like that. And people are really appreciative. And a couple of years ago, I thought I lost it because, whatever reason, I wasn't tending to the original.
Right.
And it just died. And I was like, oh, my heart was broken. I was like, you know, how could I do that to Stella, number one? And I remember my friends Don and Tammy Moore in Henderson, Nevada. They used to live here in Beverly Hills. I had given her one a couple years before, and it was it was gorgeous. And I called her up, and I'm like, can I get a clipping? She's like, of course, of course. Well, I left the damn pot on the counter, and one day, a couple months later, I'm just walking by, and the teeniest, tiniest little
leaf. It started back.
And I was like, dang, Mom, I know you're coming through there. Thanks. And ever since then, I've just, you know, kept the best eye on it and everything. But, yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, I love working with plants, and I can't wait to get the greenhouse back to up and running. I have now completely recovered with my hand surgery, so I can now do all the things I need to do. So I'm still playing catch up a little bit, but I'll get to eventually.
Ask you about that, because my doctor told me I need surgery on this hand. And I need rotator cuff. At the bar the other night, we were talking about aches and pains, and I looked at this guy who he's visiting from Manhattan, because that's one thing I love about my job, the rotation of people from all over the world. Right. So yes. My act never gets old. My act never gets old. And right? And we're talking about this and that and sciatica and hip replacements and all that. And I go, man, do you remember when we used to talk about boobs and carburetors at the bar?
And now we're talking about sciatica.
And implants. But this hand right here, you know, I've had carpal tunnel for a long time, but it's just misery, you know,
well,
right
through here. This surgery I had was base reconstruction on my thumb. The arthritis had pushed the thumb out of the base on both hands. And so they get the bone out of there and then pull ligament out and do all this rigmarole. It's pretty serious surgery. And the guy who does it here in Little Rock's real successful with it. He does a lot of them. And I'm back to where I can do pretty much anything at all.
That's great.
I've built all the railings around the porch now. And now I can get in the greenhouse and get that thing whipped back into shape. It takes a lot of work to get a greenhouse turned. After a season, it's a mess after you've worked in it all season long. And I couldn't turn it this year because I had my thumbs all messed up. So I didn't want to risk any you know, damage to the surgery they did. So
what was your recoup time?
It took probably with the first one a good 6 months. And then the second one, it's been a good 6 months. I had the surgery in May 1st.
That's the rotator cuff on this side. I had it done when I had my three surgeries after my accident. I didn't pay attention to the downtime because I was out for an entire year. It was back to back, you know, physical therapy and then another surgery. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't thinking. I was thinking that it would be like 6 weeks. Yeah. And my doctor, I went to see Dr. Gerhardt, Michael Gerhardt. He's a great sports surgeon here in town. And I was
when you're in your 20s, it would be 6 weeks.
Well, he's like, he shook it. He's like, 6 weeks. He's like, Bob, we're talking like 3.5 months. And I was like, because I just can't afford to take off that much time. You know, I bust my butt. I've got insurance that'll cover just about everything, but dental.
Right.
I'm working on that now. But
dental. So
I haven't had it done.
Believe me. You don't want to talk about dental with me.
Right. So between this and this, it's like, you know, and of course, you know, whatever. All you people that are, I said to the dentist the other day, he's like, can we move this up? I go, I'm not 50 anymore.
No, that's, you know, that's my new, I remember when I turned 50, that was my line for everything. If somebody said, hey, you want to go rock climbing? Oh, no, thanks. I'm 50 now.
Great way to get out and help people move, though, you know.
Yeah, and God forbid you own a truck, because then you're going to help people move.
Everybody, now let's talk about this greenhouse. You know, my experience with a greenhouse was the greenhouse bar. You remember that in on Bandywood?
Oh yeah,
Nashville. That used to be Geddes Douglas, right? Okay. I think it was Geddes Douglas, but you know, that was it was 100 foot long. It was plastic covered, you know, the thick plastic. But it was a thriving greenhouse. Then they went out of business. And Jackie Jenkins, I hear she still owns it. And her partner was Jenkins Harden. God rest her soul. Jenkins Harden was just the coolest chick. But they had the idea. They built that beautiful bar inside a greenhouse. So the bar itself was gorgeous with the beautiful tile around it where the bar stools were. But after that, it was those big old rocks. So people's shoes were getting ruined all the time. And I'm like, that's this way. But that was the hottest bar in town. But I used to, every Tuesday was my watering day. And I'd get in there and I'd start at one. I'd have my whole routine and which one, you know, and I spent hours just slowly moving and pruning, you know, and I loved it, man. Yeah, it sucked in the summertime.
It's great therapy. It is.
My father used to love it. My dad had such a green thumb, and that place in River Plantation down the creek went through the front there.
Yeah.
That it was like a Garden of Eden down there. He spent hours and hours. Yeah. He loved it. Our home in Pennsylvania and all that, just loved it.
Yeah. I love it. My mom and dad both like plants. So I come by it naturally. I guess you do too.
I have my urban garden downstairs, and I need to make a little video of it and have Sam post it next time. I just got Santa Claus out. I've got the best garage find, I mean, a street find ever. I love that shit. Pardon my language. But it's a Santa Claus. I'll show it to you. He's like this high, and he's got his arm on a Christmas tree, and it's very well made. You know, and he, I just put him up the other night with the white lights.
Where did you find that?
On the corner of Armacost and Iowa on a July afternoon. It was like, you know, 90 degrees, which is sweltering for our
Christmas
area.
Christmas in July for you.
And I had the little LeBaron convertible out. So Dennis and I just put him in the back seat and we're just cruising around. You know, people are like, what? And they're, that's that guy from Stoner Avenue. He's a whack job.
Hey, the crazier you are, the more original you are. That's good in my book.
You know, you got to stay fresh. I did a couple of great shows at the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store and the Ha Ha Club. So I'm trying to get my feet back into that, but that's always fun.
Yeah. Well, you can't hurt yourself doing comedy.
Oh yeah, you can. Well, you say the wrong thing.
As long as you're not doing physical comedy.
Oh man. You know, no.
You don't need Chevy Chase falling off the stage or anything like that.
I'd spend too much time backing away from the microphone. You know what I mean? It's like you need to learn to stay right in front of it because my voice is loud, as you know. But people, you know, other comics will hold that microphone and walk around. I keep my hands in my pockets and I like lean into it when I think something's clever, you know, and then I'll like laugh and back up. And
I was going to say, you could use it to your advantage that way.
It looks well. I'm sure you've seen all my things on my website, BobTheSurlyComic.com, and all that.
I've spent countless hours looking at your stuff.
I just got together with a young lady, Carmen, and she's going to help me update the website, get some newer shows and that sort of thing up there.
Right.
But, yeah. So, what else is going on?
I really want to get out there and visit with you and see you on stage and experience the Baby Jesus soiree that I've heard so much about. Kelly and I, one day we're going to surprise you. I know you've had several people. I think Jeff Lynn's been out there and
no, Jeff Lynn hasn't.
He hasn't. Who Keith Garston's been out there, hadn't he?
Keith Garston's been out here, but not to, there's been only Tammy Tweedy, Tamara,
Lisa's been out there.
Lisa. Well, they've all been out here, but not to the humble Stoner Avenue apartment. You know, Lisa and Brad drove by. Lisa and Brad, those two are just like you and Kelly. You'd think they were like 15 all the time. The laughter and they're just boom, boom timing and everything. They are a gas. Lisa Lancaster, I know you're listening or watching. We love you. Lisa and Brad are awesome. We had a great day. I picked them up at the Burbank Airport, and I had just gotten this SUV. And we had made a big old picture of Bloody Marys because I know that Lisa loves her Bloody Marys. And as soon as we got out of the terminal, I pulled over on the side of the boulevard and I'm like, wow, we had celery in the whole nine yards and we made them Bloody Marys. They're like, what? I tell the story real quick at Spats. Remember how Spats used to get so packed with Vanderbilt students?
Oh, yeah.
Late night happy hour. Well, it was myself and Oliver Skipper and Ginger Nestor and Lisa Lancaster or Lisa Bates at the time. And two more people. We were at the six top up in the corner. And these kids, these Vanderbilt, you know, fraternity sorority kids sat down behind us. And this one girl was wearing a white Angora sweater. And she kept pushing into Ginger. Like, you know, I'm going to make this woman back up so I have more room. And Ginger's trying to eat. And Ginger would look up with those big doe eyes and be like, ugh. And so this went on for about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And we were all, had been smoking the marijuana. It was a long time ago. And the girl in the white Angora sweater turns around and got really nasty, you know, and I think Lisa said, hey, can you please stop pushing to our friend? And the girl turned around and said, you know, get to hell. And Lisa, without batting an eye, she was eating something at the same time. She picked up a Bloody Mary in the ball jar and just threw it. And it hit that girl in the middle of the back in the white Angora sweater and went all over. And she was like, ah! And Lisa just kept on eating.
She might be mad you told that story.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm starting to tell stories that I was ashamed of from years ago, but I figured, I got 10 more good years. We got to watch the time.
Kelly must be watching the show because she just texted me and said, show him your 70s hair. Well, there's my 70s hair. I don't know if you can see it or not. Let's see if I can get it twirled.
Oh, yeah. Mother. And that's Christy Lincoln. Oh, that's Student Council. And Veronica.
Yeah, Veronica. And then there's
Christy Lincoln.
And then here's Benite.
And Benite. God, oh my God, look at you, dude. That's the guy I remember.
Right there.
What a handsome group, lovely group of people.
Vice president of student council, I ran on the hippie ticket and won.
Yeah. Well, I ran against Van Eyck, I thought that I didn't think I'd be a shoo-in, but because I had that I was popular and shit like that. But I'm so glad I didn't win, because that's the year that I got my first restaurant job, and I went from being Mr. Clean Teen to Mr. Mm-hmm. Wild Ass.
Yeah.
You guys were a great group of, you know, I did get student council member of the year twice. And look at me now.
Yeah, hey, look at that.
That 70s hair, man. You were so, golly.
Yeah, it's gone now.
We need to get a picture of me and Kelly. I'm gonna dig through stuff and find one of me and Kelly.
Hey, I've got the annual, and there's the pictures in there of Kelly and who she was voted
smartest. Smartest, most likely to succeed.
Yeah, or something like that. And yeah. You were voted funniest with Lisa.
No, I was senior class favorite.
Favorite with
Lisa Hammond.
With Lisa Hammond, okay. And then Kelly was with Teeple.
I think it was Van Eyck.
I don't think it was Van Eyck. Maybe it was Van Eyck.
You know what we need to do? This is a great idea for real. Let's promo the hell out of this. Let's get. We'll have to figure out a Bellevue High class of 79 show.
We should be able to do a Zoom with all of those folks.
That's what we'll have to talk to Sam, see if we can do that or whatever. But that would be awesome, man. That would be hilarious. Like the Brady Bunch thing. And if we could only do like before, like the high school picture and now.
Yeah. There'd be some that are not with us anymore. I know.
Because we
are that age now. We're that age where people are starting to.
We're losing our friends and family, and it sucks.
Yeah. So I'm trying to do everything I can to stay healthy. And so that means I'm going to start growing a lot more food here and eating my own vegetables.
Well, you know, with what's in the, with all the recalls now on friggin' everything that comes from the ground.
Yeah.
It's frightening. I'm going back. I've decided to drugs, alcohol, and loose women and or men. Whatever happens to come along. And you're going to be the health one, and I'm going to be the one that's all like.
Yeah. So if there was a shoulder on this show, I'd be the angel.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sober now, 16 years.
I know. And good for you.
That's the best thing I ever did. I had a problem with it. I didn't know when to stop. So I'm glad I did. I'm glad I quit. It was the best thing I ever did. And I wouldn't be where I am right now. I probably wouldn't even be around still if I still was drinking.
Well, that's because you are a man of perseverance, dedication. We got to wrap it up.
It's good to see you, Bob.
Huh?
Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Now, listen, let's make this a regular thing, like, maybe once every 4 or 6 weeks, okay?
I'm down with that.
Just like Michael Sandoval is our
we can come up with some good topics.
Seriously.
There's lots of current events that we should discuss and get the opinions from the state of Arkansas.
Sounds good. Listen, give your wife a big old smooch. No tongue. But tell her about Bob Dean. So you tell everybody Bob Dean says, hey.
We'll do so.
I love you, man.
Hey, I love you too. Hey, I hate to do this.
Thank you. Thank you, Webb, from Three Sisters Farm and Flying Chicken. And we'll talk to you soon. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning into the Bob Dean Show. Yay. Bye. Thank you, Sam.
You're listening to the Bob Dean Show, only on LA Talk Radio.